Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
Good afternoon and welcome to Health Suites on Money FM 89.3. On the phone I have Dr. Chu Bok Ai, Breast Cancer Foundation Exco member and radiation oncologist at Icon Cancer Center. Welcome to the show, Doctor.
Hi, thanks for inviting me.
It is absolutely my pleasure. Now, chemotherapy is on its own already a scary word. In some ways, as scary as the cancer it's designed to destroy. Now, I understand with COVID-19, top of mind for some patients is boosting their immune system to protect themselves. So it is an opportune time for us to talk about the challenge to the immune system chemotherapy might cause. So perhaps we start with a quick overview of what chemotherapy actually is.
Yes, chemotherapy is a medicine that's used in cancer treatment, given mostly as an intravenous drip, but it's also available in the oral formula. Practically, it blocks cancer cell growth and causes cancer cell death by acting on the DNA pathway. That's as simple as it. So it causes reduced cell generation and increased cell death, and hoping that the cancer can be killed.
Okay, with chemotherapy, is it the best option for across the board for all cancer patients?
Well, it depends on the types of cancers. Chemotherapy is used in virtually all types of different sites of common cancers, ranging from breast cancer, lung, colon, and ovary. So in chemosensitive cancers like leukemia, lymphoma, and testicular cancer, I mean, it can be curative alone without any surgery at all.
Mm-hmm.
But in a palliative setting, let's say in the stage 4 cancers, when the cancer cannot be cured, and the response rates can vary between 10 to 70%. So the doctor needs to discuss about the benefit in cancer control and comparing that with the potential side effects. So the answer is that chemotherapy may not be the best option for all cancer patients, but we need to know what's the benefit and the side effect, and then after that weigh against these processes, and so it's a discussion. But in general, chemotherapy is given in 4 different settings. It can be given pre-surgery to reduce the size of the cancer before surgery. It can be given commonly after surgery to reduce the risk of recurrence and relapse. It also can be given to slow cancer cell growth in the stage 4 cancer. And sometimes it's also given together with radiotherapy to improve the effectiveness of combination treatment, to improve chances of a cure.
Okay. Now, I'm starting to understand where it is that chemotherapy is used. And it's actually quite a lot of different situations that you would look to chemotherapy as a viable treatment.
Correct.
All right. But let's talk about chemotherapy and what it does to the immune system. Does the immune system take a hit if you are on chemotherapy? Is there a real concern among patients currently undergoing chemotherapy that this might affect their ability to fight off viruses or bacterial infections?
So the short-term side effects of chemotherapy has an impact on the immune system by having a negative impact on the bone marrow function.
Mm-hmm.
So typically, there are 3 kinds of blood cells in our body, which is the red cell, the white cell, and the platelets. So reduction in the red cell, for example, will cause the patient to be anemic and to become very tired, and we do a blood transfusion to increase back the red cell. If the white cell is decreased, then it increases risk of infection. And if the platelet is low, it increases risk of bleeding. So as part of the general protocol of chemotherapy, we will actually always screen the patient with a complete blood count by making sure all these functions are actually normal to begin with. And we regularly monitor with every different cycles of chemotherapy. So with these processes, usually we were able to pick out which patient has a higher risk when the immune system drops because of impact on the white cells. And we also have a booster jab now. And for these patients who really need it and the immune system goes low, we actually can give a booster jab to boost up the white count.
Okay. So I was going to ask you about things that we could do to boost the immune system. So you're saying there is a booster jab. Are there other things that can be done to help patients undergoing chemotherapy?
Yes. Normally, a well-balanced diet is actually very important. And sometimes the patient may feel nauseated and they take a very small amount of meal and they most likely a bit malnourished. So it's important to take a small amount but at more regular intervals,
mm-hmm.
and take a well-balanced diet and eat plenty of protein and calories. There's also protein supplements if the patient has reduction in appetite and cannot take that much. There's a protein supplement comes in a drink, a juice, which the patient can supplement with. In general, we also do a little bit of light exercises just to stimulate the blood flow as well. And the next thing is that they're able to sleep well. So research has shown that if a patient who sleeps less than 6 hours, this is a general population, those who have less than 6 hours of sleep have 4 times higher risk of getting flu. So we know that sleeping is very important in the process of getting a normal immune system. So right. These are general practical advices.
Okay. So it's funny because I've spoken to several doctors over the recent weeks. They all say the same thing. You need enough sleep to get your immune system working at its peak. But this is actually the biggest challenge for working individuals like both of us. How do we ensure enough sleep, doctor?
And the most important is that we need to set a routine. And if you do not have a routine, you know, and the variety of different times will upset our balance. So it's important, even if you don't feel like sleeping, just go and quiet down and then try to sleep. So it does not matter whether you actually fall asleep or not. It's just that the period of resting, lying in bed and closing the eyes and tone down. And that actually helps to slowly ease into the process. And I think we have a lot of entertainment, let's say for TV and radio. And sometimes we get distracted and we have too many activities stimulating the brain activity. So in a way that if you're able to switch off these entertainment processes about an hour before and wind down slowly, then it sometimes can help a bit.
Okay. Yeah, chemotherapy reactions in patients actually are quite individual. You raised some of it, nausea from the treatment. Some lose their hair. Some are able to just head into the office and carry on with their day with minimum disruption. I'm actually wondering what the reasons are for that. And is it because there are now different kinds of chemo treatments?
So the chemotherapy, they are ranging. There are so many different kinds of types. So some of the chemotherapy will cause more nausea. Some will not cause nausea at all, but will cause diarrhea. Mm-hmm. Some will cause hair loss and some will not. So there are so many different combinations of chemotherapy, and every single chemotherapy is unique in the sense that it depends on what DNA pathway they block. Some block the synthesis, some increase the linking of the DNA synthesis and repair protein. So there are a lot of different modality of how it works. And the cells that actually commonly get affected are those cells that proliferate, that means regenerate every day. So such as the hair, the skin, the cells in the mouth, and also the gut. And because of that, you find that quite commonly people may get a bit of diarrhea and will get mouth ulcer, will get hair loss. These are common things that the cells that regenerate every day. These cells are plenty, and eventually, once the chemotherapy has actually completed, all the cells will recover fully. So it's only a temporary effect only.
Okay, let's talk about some of those more uncomfortable side effects. Are there foods or drinks or fruits that a patient can take to alleviate some of that, you know, the nausea or maybe to increase their appetites? More organic options for them?
So a lot of times it depends on what the patient likes to eat, because everyone's appetite and every food preference a bit different. I always tell the patient, choose your favorite food, and if you can eat that favorite food every day, then eat more. So don't try to eat things that you never tried before or things that you don't like, but you force yourself to eat because they actually make it worse. So I have a patient who actually, I tell you, he likes to eat char kway teow. You know, he said, Dr. Chua, I like to eat char kway teow. How can I increase it? Because the dietitian said that don't eat things that are unhealthy. But I say that if you can eat char kway teow has a packed protein, you know, it's a huge protein, very high calorie, you know, and you probably will get very high protein content. Just have to make it a bit more healthy. So I say that you can actually eat a bit of stir-fry, you know, noodles, and that is completely okay and normal. You say, well, you're the only doctor who actually tell me that in reverse. They say you need to make sure you eat and put things into your mouth. Anything you like to eat, you should eat even more, you know. And some people like to eat soya bean curd and, you know, soya bean, you know, drink. They actually have a high protein content as well. So I always ask the patient, start with what you like to eat and tell me and see whether the doctors say it's okay to eat more of this. And that is always my way to go. Then the patients feel very happier. They're more willing to eat and they eat a bit more because it's their favorite food.
Right. I wish I'd spoken to you when I was dealing with my mom, because feeding her when she was going through radiotherapy and chemotherapy was really, really challenging.
Yes. Yeah, so I don't believe that you shouldn't eat the chicken, shouldn't eat, you know, because there's so many unhealthy. That's not the way to do it while you're on chemotherapy. You need to put food in your mouth, regardless of what it is. After that, you want to have a well-balanced diet, a more healthy diet. You can do it later after you finish the whole process.
Right. Okay. For patients who are about to start chemotherapy treatments, what should they know to best prepare themselves both physically and mentally?
There are a lot of advice that we actually spend 1 hour counseling. Sometimes the nurses do it. I do it often as well. So, number one, we talk about eating a well-balanced diet, eat small regular meals and small amount, keep hydrated because some of the chemotherapy is metabolized and excreted to the kidney. So maintaining a high urine volume will actually excrete the toxin out. You know? So you must make sure you don't get dehydrated. And also reduce or stop alcohol completely because you need a good liver function to, again, increase the metabolism of the byproduct of the chemotherapy. So an alcohol affects the liver function. So I usually ask my patient to actually reduce or stop the alcohol during the process of chemotherapy. And then you should do some light exercises, sleep early. Then I think a good routine and also have to have organized help at home. So if you have young children, then ask for friends and relatives in childcare and ask them to help you cook, do household and reduce the stress. Because if you reduce the stress, then you're able to sleep better. If you're so stressful thinking of the process and having chemotherapy, feel nauseous and have to look after the children and do all the household, it's very difficult to get a good night's sleep. And I always say that if you want a support letter from me, I'll write to the employer because you have to explain to the employer that they need to survive this cancer. They need to have good treatment and effective treatment. And it's a process of a few months, but it's important to keep the patient well enough to undergo the whole treatment without stopping. And I say that you must always support the patient for emotional care. So I also say that, do you have a caregiver? You know, do you want me to talk to the caregiver how that he or she can look after you? An example, I always refer to a Befrienders group from the Breast Cancer Foundation. If the patient has breast cancer, because a cancer survivor can actually impact and share the experience on how to deal with this situation. So they will be able to tell exactly what to do and what not to do during the process because they have gone through it themselves. And always have a standby number to call if there's any side effects. So get to know your nurses and your doctors well and ask for an emergency number in case you need extra help during the process. And know what medicine to take for what condition. For, let's say, this is a nausea tablet, how many to take it. And if I vomit out the nausea tablet in half an hour's time, can I take another one? These are the practical things that always comes up. And make sure that you know what to do in case of this kind of situation.
Right. Let's talk about some of the myths surrounding chemotherapy. Is there any credence in the belief that chemotherapy may end up killing the healthy cells needed to sustain a person's immunity? Is there any credibility to that? Or is that a myth?
I think the chemotherapy is a non-specific. It will actually affect cancer cells and non-cancer cells, normal cells.
Okay.
But the process itself is temporary. So what happens is that there are a lot of normal cells that we can actually regenerate and they go back to normal. And that's why the chemotherapy is always given what we call a cycle. Each cycle is either could be 1 week, can be 2 weeks, can be 3 weeks. So that when the chemotherapy is given, we let the normal cells to regenerate and repopulate first before the next cycles of chemotherapy kicks in. So there's a process that we make sure that the cells can regenerate. And whereas the cancer, because they are more rapidly growing, they are very unstable cells. So the chances of them being knocked about by the chemotherapy is higher. So there's more cancer cell death compared to a normal cell death. And that's why the benefit of treatment for chemotherapy for cancer is always on the highest benefit side because we are knocking off the cancer cell more than what we're knocking off the normal cells. And when they replenish, we will actually start again.
Okay, yeah. Understood. Now, before I let you go, Doctor, is there anything that I might have missed that you might like to add or share with our listeners before I let you go?
I think the important thing is that to know that cancer is not a death sentence. If the cancer has been diagnosed as stage one, then there's 90% chance and over a cure. So going for screening, let's say for breast cancer, is very important for mammogram. And the second thing, never have traveled the cancer journey alone because it's very scary and depressing. Get somebody to run the journey with you and support group is actually very important. And after that, we try to make the patient go back to a normal life and become a survivor. And we have a lot of cancer survivors. So we have to encourage people that say that you can survive this, you can do this. You always must have hope when you face a devastating news. And so there's always hope beyond and there's always a light beyond the tunnel. See, even for palliative care, when there's a stage four, there's no cure. There are a lot of treatment now that is not chemotherapy. We call it targeted agent. And some of them are immunotherapy. They can actually prolong life. And this prolonging of life can be years and not just counting by weeks or months only. So we have done very well in the process of treatment. So don't be depressed. Speak to your doctors. There's plenty of hope. That's one of the messages I want to bring over.
All right. We've been speaking to Dr. Chu Bok Ai, Breast Cancer Foundation ex-co-member and radiation oncologist at Icon Cancer Center. Thank you so much for speaking to us today on Health Suite this afternoon. You are on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.